Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. A mantra that we all hear over and over again these days is how important it is for the workforce to be well-educated if the U.S. is to compete in the global economy. Leaving aside the vision of education as a purely economic enterprise, the question still arises as to how people are to get additional education when the cost of higher education continues to outpace the rate of inflation by a very good bit. In Maine, as in many other states, politicians call for increased access to higher education out of one side of their mouths, while they cut education funding with the other. And students leaving college with huge student loan debts are understandably leery about taking on more debt. So what is a person to do? We'll take a look at some free higher education learning alternatives in a moment. But first, a little update on smart meters. Those who followed the deployment of smart meters in Maine, especially the wireless meters being installed by Central Maine Power, know that those meters have been enveloped in quite a bit of controversy. Some people feel that the radiation they emit is dangerous. Others are concerned about the lack of security and the potential for invasions of privacy. As we've reported previously, there have already been demonstrations in Europe of hacking into smart meters without a lot of trouble to watch electricity loads and therefore be able to tell, for example, when a house is probably unoccupied, and even when people are actually just watching television. The response from utility companies about these privacy concerns has been a big yawn. Security for smart meters has not been a top concern for utility companies so far. That may be about to change, not because of a sensibility about customer privacy, but because people are hacking into smart meters and altering them to show reduced usage of electricity, and that costs companies money. Krebs on Security, an internet blog site, reports on an FBI intelligence bulletin that indicates people are altering smart meters to steal electricity, a lot of it, using simple tools available for a few $100s or even just a simple magnet. We needn't go into the details here, but if you'd like a look at the FBI bulletin yourself, we'll put the URL on the Electronic Cottage Archive for this program. One of the things it notes is that, quote, the FBI assesses with medium confidence, end quote, that smart meter hacking is likely to grow and to cost utility companies money, lots of money. Perhaps smart meters will wind up being more secure and private after all, even if not because of customer concerns. In this culture, after all, the dollar talks. When it comes to education, however, dollars these days can be quite silent. For a number of years now, some of the top universities in the world have been experimenting with making their class content available for free on the internet. There are now literally thousands of course curricula available online at no cost. Top universities in this country like MIT and Berkeley make some of their courses available. In MIT's case, there are over 2,000 courses that anyone with an interest can use, and of course, the time and tenacity to pursue the courses. Literally millions of people around the world are doing just that. You don't get an MIT degree, you don't get to go to classes, you don't get to correspond with a professor, but you do get to see and use the same course outlines, reference materials, lecture notes, and in many cases, the lectures themselves, that students who attend those classes in Cambridge are seeing and using. And in a new initiative called MITx, MIT is launching a selection of courses in which online learners will be able to communicate with a professor, get their work evaluated, collaborate with other online students, and for students who, in the words of MIT, quote, demonstrate mastery of their subjects, end quote, they can earn certificates awarded by MITx. A similar limited experiment in this type of interactive course is also being offered by some professors at Stanford, although not yet by the university itself. For more information about the MITx program and all of the links we'll mention today, go to weru.org, click on Public Affairs Archive, scroll down to Notes from the Electronic Cottage, and look for today's program. A list of links to sites will be there for your reference and use. MIT is certainly a leader in what's called the open courseware movement, but it's far from the only university offering access to its course materials for free. A quick stop at the Open Courseware Consortium website, for example, ocwconsortium.org, will show a list of sources for college courses in languages from Arabic to Urdu. While the largest number of courses are available in English, Spanish, and Japanese in that order, there are dozens of languages represented, and in the case of English and Spanish, dozens of institutions offering courses for free. Maybe you want to learn how circuits and electronics work so you can advance at work. No problem. Or maybe learning Chinese would give you a leg up in your career in the global economy. No problem there either. And learning for economic advancement is not the only reason for learning. And if you're just curious about, say, current developments in philosophy, or the ins and outs of string theory, or the niceties of phonemes and morphemes and how they make up the language we speak, there are courses for you, too. While no one has tallied up the exact number of free open courseware courses available on the internet, it's safe to say that no single university anywhere in the world offers as many courses as you or I can find and learn from online. Another trend seems to be emerging in online learning. As companies cut back on staff and those people remaining have to pick up more and more different job skills, there's been a growth in the number of people who are trying to learn a bit about, say, setting up a website, coding interactive videos, or designing an online database. Guess what? There are plenty of free sites for learning those types of skills as well, and we'll take a look at some of them on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.